こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、 UC バークレーの研究で3日間化粧品、シャンプー、ローションなどを使わないだけで体内の有害化学物質の量を 45% も減らせることが分かりました。こうした化学物質は長期間の使用によりがんや他の病気の原因となることが分かっています。10代の女子たちは特に有害な化学物質が含まれた安い商品を買い、大人より頻繁に使う傾向にあり、将来妊娠・出産するのに必要な発達が阻害されるリスクがあるとチームは危惧しています。研究では10代の女子100人に3日間自分の美容関連商品の使用をやめてもらい、代わりにフタル酸エステル、パラベン、トリクロ酸、オキシベンゾンなど化学物質が入っていない化粧品を使ってもらい、体内の化学物質のレベルをモニターしました。
In a study by UC Berkeley, researchers found that avoiding cosmetics as well as shampoo and lotion for 3 days reduced the amount of harmful chemicals detected in the body by 45%. These are chemicals that are known to cause cancer and other health problems with long-term exposure. Teenage women in particular tend to consume cheap cosmetics containing harmful substances and have a tendency to apply them in excess. Exposure to these chemicals could interfere with the necessary development for pregnancy and childbirth. In the study, the researchers had 100 teenage womenreplace their usual cosmetic products with cosmetics that do not containharmful substances such as phthalates, parabens, triclosan, and oxybenzone, and then monitored them for 3 days.
So, まあ化粧品、香水、ヘアケア、日焼け止め、歯磨き粉、石鹸とか、こういうものに、まあ有害な化学物質が入ってることが多い。
Right.
っていうことで、まあよくよく考えると、肌から吸収されてるわけだから食べ物と同じなんだけど、肌に塗るってなるとあんまりこう成分とか分かりづらくて見てないっていう人も多いからね。
Well, we none of these things that are in these products are good for you, right? Or supplements, or it's not like you're gonna put some product on your face or around your eyes or something, and there's gonna bebe health
benefits?
A physiological benefit, right?
No, I don't think so. なんかまあ、パッとこうラベルを見ると結構オキシベンゾンとかね、結構普通に入ってる、し、まあ、入ってますって書いてあるんだけど、だから、まあ、特にそう10代の子とかはね、なんかいろんなの買ってやってみたいとか、
Right.
あと化粧直しとかももっと頻繁にしたりとかして、顔に塗る回数とかも多いっていうのが研究で分かっていて、だから危ないねっていう話。
We're really conscious of things that we put in our mouths, but we don't really think about other ways that we absorb things.
そうなの。
Whether it's through the air that we breathe or things that we put on our skin.
そうだから最近私はね、石鹸を作る自分で。
From what?
石鹸掃除っていうのが売ってんのね。
It's some Fight Club shit.
Yeah. 掃除っていうさ、もう本当に元のやつ。その洗浄成分が入ってるだけのものが売ってんのね。でそれに。
What is that actually?
It's like, it's called. It is made of some chemical.
Okay. Which well, is... everything's made of some chemical,
right.
I guess.
なんかその素地自体を作ろうとすると、なんか目にちょっと入っただけでも失明するみたいな危ないやつを使ってるらしくて、それはやりたくないから、その素地を買って、そこに何ココナッツオイルとかカモミールとか、そういう匂いをつけたりとか保湿成分、蜂蜜とかを入れてこねて固めると普通の石鹸になるの、簡単に。でそうするとそのよくわかんない香料とか潤い成分と称して入ってるといろんな化学物質とか全部なしでOK だから、それを最近やってる。
How many bars have you made?
I've made many で人にあげてる、うん、せっせと簡単だから、だからあの危なくないし子供とか一緒にできると思う。
Yeah,
it's fun, it's nice, and it's, you know, 普通に使える。あとシャンプーもね、いまだに使ってないし。
But soap isn't really one of the、dangerous, really dangerous areas, right? I mean, more of these、weird exotic chemicals are contained in probably hair products and makeup more、
yeah.
than soap, right?
Makeup 特にね、こう顔に塗り込んでるじゃん。こう毛穴の上に塗り込んでるからね、変なもの入ってると嫌だよね。日焼け止めとかさ。かといってさ、何も使わないっていうのもあれだからね、まあ、結構オーガニックの製品とか今出てるから、気になる人は国産のでもいっぱいあるから
そういうの見た
り、うん、そういうの見たらいいのかもね。私なんか結婚式の時にあのメイクさんが持ってきたやつが、うん、たまたまその全部オーガニックブランドなんですみたいなこと言ってた、huh. でへーと思ったけど。
Is that more expensive?
Yes. Well, in general, yeah.だいたいシャンプーとかもね、値段が全然違うんだよね。
But it's not like buying expensive stuff or buying、fancy brand stuff is safe, right? I'm、
yeah.
sure there's
yeah, yeah,
a lot
yeah.
of high brand. I mean, it might be really, really good cosmetics.
Right.
But, you know, we don't really review them based on their...
Right. Ingredients.
Ingredients.
Yeah.
So,
so. So, あと、値段がね、だからその私が今使ってるコンディショナーとかって、うん、その成分のうち 75% か 80% がオーガニックですって書いてあるのね。だから 100% ではないけど、まあ、限りなくなるべく有害なものを入れないようにしてますみたいな、
うん、
でもそうするとやっぱコンビニとか松木用みたいなところで売ってるコンディショナーの値段の何倍だろうみたいなさ、値段は全然違うから、まあそういう体にいいものっていう風にやるとこんな安くはできないんだなっていう、
well,
逆に
yeah, well, I think
だから安いっていうことはそれだけ安い理由があるっていうことだ、
ね、as there's more and more demand for these organic products, then just the economies of scale will drive those prices down quite a bit.
そうそう、それは本当にそうだからもっともっとみんなに浸透してくれれば値段は下がるよね。
And some of these、harmful chemicals are actually endocrine disruptors、which are probably the worst kind of chemical、
hmm.
you can consume because it interferes with your development, it interferes with your endocrine system and its、regulation of hormone levels.
Right.
So、the consequences could be pretty substantial if you're using something that's containing some of this stuff、うん、for a long period of time. And the younger you are, the worse it's going to be.
そうね。だからなんかこう、ちょっとスーパー行くときだけだったら化粧しなくていいやとか、こうなるべく塗ってない時間を増やすとかね。
You know, all this detoxing talk, but really if you want to detox, you should just not wear makeup for 3 days. That's actual detoxing.
そうだね、そうだね。確かに本当のデトックスだね、だから。
Yeah, all the
3日間。
The usual detoxing is somewhat baloney. But this is a real opportunity to do so.
そうだね。だからあの、vacation、なんかリゾートとか行くとさ、まあビーチとか、行ったらさ、メイクなんかしたってしょうがないから何日もしなかったりするじゃん、
うん、
そういうことだよね。で都会に住んでてちょっと無理じゃない？みんなさしっかりメイクして外に出てるじゃん、
yeah.
そこで自分だけすっぴんで出ていくっていうのはちょっと意外と勇気がいるんだよね、
yeah. So for people listening to this, if you wonder like how many years has it been、
yeah.
since you've gone, you know, a week or something without putting makeup on、
yeah.
and actuallyhad the original or I guess natural、chemical composition of your body.
そうだよね。
Like that hasn't happened for most people.
だから今日さこの話を、まあ、記事を読んでノート作ってでマイケルに来るときにさ、まあ、メイクするかしないかのオプションがあるわけじゃん。でもさ無理だよやっぱ。なんか別に家とマイケルの家の間に何もないっていうかさ、どこでもドア的に来れるんだったら正直別にマイケルと会うのにすっぴんで全然いいけど、なんか外歩くときに なんかしかも服とマッチしないじゃん。
You just have to shut that off.
Yeah, it's hard. Like I get self-conscious. なんか、ah.
Yeah, but that's just, you know, culture and society telling you what's okay and what's not okay.
しかもそんなに変わんないっていうね。
You care what,
他人からしたらさ、
you care what people think. So people should just, people in general should change what they think so that we don't have to, so that individuals don't have to deal with everyone else. Well, everybody. Everyone's in the same situation that you're in.
そうだね。特に東京はね、すっぴんが珍しいから、目立っちゃうじゃん。
Yeah, I was telling you that girls wear makeup to the gym. Think about it. You put makeup on your face and you're at the gym, you're sweating, your pores are opening up.
Oh god.
It's just all these things are just cycling into your brain.
そうだね。
Or wherever they go.
だから、たまにすっぴんの子を見ると、わあ、いいな。なんかミーナとかさ、来てくれたじゃん、番組に。その時、すっぴんで来てさ、彼女はすごい美人なんだけど、なんかこう美人ですっぴんだと、そうそうそう、なんかはーってインプレッシブだよね。次。
Well, one more thing I want to mention is just the difference in regulation between something like the FDA or you know our regulation for food.
Right.
Official government or state level regulation is so different than it is for cosmetics and our air and so you know should this be changed? I think of course it should. You know, cosmetics should be.
まあ昔から比べるとさ使っちゃいけない物質っていうのはどんどん増えてるじゃん。これもやっぱダメだった、これもやっぱダメだったみたいな。
But they still contain things that we know are endocrine disruptors. Which is insane.
なんかもう自分の自己責任で使ってねっていうことだよね。ただみんながそれをどこまで分かって買ってるかっていう話だけど。
Well, it's hard to know what's in these things. It's hard to know which chemical. You know, we can't. Nobody has time to sort out through all the chemicals that are in everything that they purchase.
だから前言ったと思うけど。そのオーガニックのものをすごい追求してる人たちのコミュニティの中では成分表を見たときに5個以上入ってたらもうてんこ盛りですよっていう、でこうなんかあ普通に有害物質いっぱい入ってそうだなっていうプロダクトの裏を見ると5個じゃもう全然とんでもないくらい何十個もいろんな成分が入ってるから、だからそれもまあ一つの指標だよね。どんだけ無駄にいろいろ入ってるかっていう。
Or just be supine.
Yeah. Yeah. 次。ウプサラ大学の研究で鳥の四十からが人間と同様に言葉を二つ以上合わせてフレーズで会話していることが分かりました。四十からは危険がないか周りをチェックしてという鳴き声とこっちにおいでという鳴き声を組み合わせてこっちに来て周りをチェックしてというフレーズを作っていました。人間に訓練されていない野生の動物で2つの言葉を組み合わせることで新しい意味を作り出すのが確認されたのはこれが初めてです。研究に携わったドクター・デイビッド・ウィート・クロフトは人間の言語能力特有のものだと言われてきたことが実は他の動物にも見られるというケースが近年相次いでいると指摘し以下のように述べています。人間の知能のおかげで成し得る人間特有のものと思われた言語機能がそうではなかったことがまた明らかになりました。過去には言葉が意味をなすこと自体が人間特有と言われていましたが、1980年代に猿が敵の種類ごとに呼びかけを変えていることが分かりました。今では鶏も空から来る敵と地上の鳥で違う呼びかけをしていたり、地上の敵？ Did I say 鳥？ I'm so confused. 鶏も空から来る敵と地上の敵で違う呼びかけをしていたり、シジュウカラがカラスとヘビを示す言葉を持っているなど、さまざまな動物たちのことが分かってきました。
A study by Uppsala University has found that like human beings, Japanese tits are capable of combining words to speak in phrases. The Japanese tit, which is a species of bird, is apparently able to combine a phrase like scan the surroundings for danger with the phrase come here and produce the phrase come here and scan the surroundings for danger. This is the first time ever that untrained animals have demonstrated compositional syntax in combining words to create new meaning. Study researcher Dr. David Wheatcroft points out that while language ability has been a distinguishing feature for human beings, research has been revealing that it also exists in animals. He comments on the study as follows. This study shows that yet another feature of human language that we thought to be special because of our intelligence is not. We used to think that referential communication, where words mean certain things, was unique to humans. Then, in the 1980s, we found that monkeys have different kinds of alarm calls for different predators. Now it's been shown in a wide range of species, including chickens, which use different vocalizations to distinguish between aerial and ground predators, and in Japanese tits, which have different calls for crow and snake. There certainly is something unique about humans, but maybe the building blocks, the basis for our higher abstraction abilities, are present in other animals.
そう、これ英語の記事だったから、Japanese tits って何の鳥なんだろうと思って、何にも考えないで Google で検索してしまったら、まあ出てくるわけないよね。日本人のおっぱいが出てきただけだった。あの、シジュウカラっていう鳥でした。日本語だと。でも最近の研究で、あの、猿とクジラと、まあ、いろんな鳥が、あの方言があるっていうことが分かったっていうのも最近出てたよね。
うん、
なんかその鳴き方を見るとどこ出身の猿とかどこ出身のクジラか分かるっていう。だからまあ人間と一緒だよね。
Yeah, in that respect. Yeah.
あとあの深海のエビとかイカとか魚もあの実は会話してる。なんか音を出して人間には聞こえないけど会話してることが分かったとか。
Don't plants communicate in some way too? Like they release some, I don't know, chemical, some pheromone or something when they're being eaten by caterpillars.
Ah.
And that like attracts
it,
animals that would eat the caterpillar or I don't know. There's something weird like that.
It emits some oil or something that would.Drive the worms away. They can feel the vibration, right? By being eaten. とか、そんな感じだったよね、確か。でも喋れてんだよね、だからきっと人間が分かってないだけで。
Well, you know, how much resolution do you, how much bandwidth is there really in that sort of a, not language, but communication?
But our cats, I mean, my cats talk to each other. And, you know, I don't get it, but...
I think there's a really strange emphasis on sound, on vocalizations. When the signal can be in any form. It doesn't have to be in the same form that we have. So when a dog is wagging its tail, it's saying, I'm happy.
そうだね。
You know, I feel this way.
そうだね。
And that's actually...More like if a dog wags its tail or a person smiles, I think that conveys more than just saying I'm happy.
Right. 確かに。そう、猫もね、なんかあの一緒に住んでて分かってくるとどういう時にどう反応するか分かるじゃん。でもあんまり猫知らない人が家に来たりとかすると、あ、それやったら噛まれるよって思って実際噛まれるみたいな。なんかこう。だからその分かんないから何にも考えてないかなって思うだけで、よく分かるとね。だから犬とかも、私犬と一緒に暮らしたことないからよく分かんないんだけど、
They're so smart, like you just wouldn't believe it.
なんか昨日かなんかテレビで柴犬の魅力、柴犬はなんで魅力的かみたいな言ってて、なんか柴犬って他の犬と違って柴距離とかなんか呼ばれる、そのちょっとちょっと離れたとこにいたいみたいな、あんまりこう人にくっつきたくない、ちょっと猫っぽいなと思ったんだけど、 そういうさ、種類によっても全然違うわけじゃん。犬とは言っても。
They, yeah, and you see these weird traits like blend in animals. Because my dog, Maxine, she was half Shibaken.
So,
well, she has like the curly tail, and the reason why I guess I'm guessing, but why I thought she was half Shibaken is the curly tail, and she has this high-pitched whistle noise.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, キーキーってなるやつ。
She wouldn't really bark much. She would whistle.
あの、キーキー言うのかわいいよね。
But it's crazy how smart dogs can be. Especially if it's your dog. If it's your dog and it's a smart dog, as you live together, there's just a crazy level of understanding and communication. Where, I mean...Maxine has apologized to me.
Right.
Like, come downstairs, crawling. it's a formal apology.
Right.
Like, that sort of behavior is not unusual at all for dogs.
だからどんどん分かると面白いよね。なんか、だから私がちっちゃい時なんてさ、そのゴリラは頭いいです、みたいな。それだけ、みたいなさ、あとの動物はみんななんか
Elephants are super smart.
そうだね。Elephants もだし、豚とかもそうだし。
Have you seen the elephant painting?
Yeah.
It's painting.
They can paint.
I mean, I guess it was trained to paint an elephant.
Yeah.
But still.
面白いよね。
Crows are really intelligent too.
Right.
Like there are crows that can solve problems that grown adults can't solve.
最近なんかこの研究の人も言ってるけど。多いよね、そういう、こう、あの、ドードーっているじゃん。あの、絶滅した。あれも、すごいバカだったから人間にすぐ捕まっちゃって絶滅したんだって言われてきたけど、研究してたら、全然バカじゃなかったことが分かりました、みたいな。なんかその、ドードーっていうと、バカな鳥っていうふうに、もう、みんなに認識されてる。
Compared to other birds, or...We'll never know how smart the dodo was, because we killed them all.
Right, I forgot how like they figured out that they weren't all that dumb, but you know, humans have been saying that they were super dumb.
Humans are dumb for killing all the dodos.
Right.
That's what I
exactly. So, you know, like this guy is saying this exactly, but he repeated it actually in the article. But you know, 人間もそこま人間がそこまで特別で頭がいいっていうわけじゃないよ。っていうのを何回も言ってたけどね、この人は。
Right. Well, there's... I think we're gonna... just gain a greater appreciation for all kinds of animals as we understand what they're actually doing. Because we see, like, in the forest, all these animals are making noise.
Right.
And we sort of just casually think, you know, they're all making noise...
Yeah.
but when animals make noise, they're making a noise for a reason.
There's
an intended listener. And in many cases, it's not free to make noise in the forest. You reveal your location.
Right.
So it's a highly sophisticated and very carefully tuned behavior. You know, like mating calls are, we just call them mating calls, but
ナンパみたいなことだもんね、要は。
Yeah, we do the same sort of thing. But mating call is like is almost the level of, that's like the only thing we've really figured out. And we call a lot of things mating calls when they're not. And we, you know, wolves howl, but we, you know, we don't really attach much significance to the sounds that animals make.
そうだね。
But even, you know, we talked about the frogs last time.And how a very subtle change in the sound that the frog makes has a significant impact on the population.
Right.
And their mating chances.
まあ動物から見たら人間もね、何言って、何の音出してんのうるさいなみたいなことだもんね。ペチャクチャ、ペチャクチャ、喋りやがってみたいな。
All the animals on Earth, including humans, just make a lot of noises to each other.
Yeah. お互い分かり合えたら楽しいんだけどね。
Yeah, like what's...You know, the Yakimo truck is the same as one of these birds in a sense.
Yeah.
You know?
なんかたまにね、そのうちの猫がニャーニャーニャーニャーニャーニャーずっと話しかけてくる時があるわけよ。たださ、mm. 何を言ってるか分かんない時もあるから、なんか何みたいなさ。で、なんか it's frustrating for me。だけど私もずっと猫に話しかけてるわけよ。可愛いねとかさ。それはあっちからするとさ、mm. 何言われてるか分かんない。分かろうと思っても分かんないからイライラすることもあるのかな、
yeah.
みたいな。
And the stuff the cat's saying is way more meaningful than the stuff you're saying.
Yeah,
probably.
Maybe. Maybe he's trying to tell me something.
You know?
Yeah.
And the cat's like, yeah, I know, but I gotta piss.
Yeah.
You know? So.
そうなの。だからそれすごい気になるね。結構必死に何か言ってるんだけど、ご飯もあげたし、トイレも綺麗だし、mm. 遊んだし、撫でてるし、なんだろう、mm. みたいなさ。
It's all signals. We can take signals in with our eyes.
Yeah.
We send signals on social media. We've electrified our signal sending to each other.
Yeah.
And so communication is really interesting, you know.
そう、この間なんか、
and not just human communication.
カメと猫が一緒に暮らしてるみたいな動画があって、
mm.
そのカメは猫のこと大好きなんだって。で、カメって交尾する前に相手を噛むらしいのね。だからカメは猫が大好きだからなんか猫のお尻をガッて噛むの。そしたら毛がめっちゃ抜けて猫は痛ーみたいな感じで逃げちゃうのね。だからそれもさ、なんていうの、種が違うから分かり合えないけど本当は痛めつけたいわけじゃないんだよっていうさ。
いや、
でも話せないから分かんないじゃん。
いや、like,
すごいいじらしい気持ちになっちゃった。
What is a turtle supposed to do? Like, what else can the turtle
そうなの?
do, I guess?
そうなの。 Well, he can't pet the cat because the cat is much bigger. So he just, you know, did the thing he knew to, you know, express his affection.
What if all this signal sending and all the communication, I mean, it's basically all that we do, right? If you really think about what you do, you just...
Well, that was my job.
Yeah, you just interact with...We all just interact with other people, whether it's on the internet, whether you are watching TV, it's, you know, all the information is being sent around. What if this is a local phenomenon? And so when we are talking about like, oh, we should communicate with the aliens, they're not even thinking anything like that. What if they don't even communicate? Like, what if this is just an Earth thing?
Right.
And we just assume that aliens listen, that aliens speak, but maybe...
そうだね。
This is a totally earthly phenomenon. It's something inherent to, you know, this particular line of life.
そうね。だからそれも分かんないもんね。
We don't know.
コミュニケーションっていうもの自体が。
And there's huge calculations based on this assumption that aliens would be trying to reach out.
Right.
You know, people do these crazy calculations trying to estimate, you know, like, well, why are there no signals in space? Why, are, you know, why hasn't anyone, you know...
Talk to us?
Yeah, but they might just be assumptions.
I don't know. 地球特有かもしれないよね。
Maybe.
次。統計学者のネイサン・ヤオ氏が2009年から2014年のアメリカの国税調査結果をもとに、あなたは何歳で結婚するかを予測できるインタラクティブチャートを作り公開しています。仕事の有無、最終学歴、人種をもとに自分に近い人口集団が平均的に何歳で結婚しているのかを見ることができます。またチャートを使うと、高卒の人は様々な年齢で結婚しているのに対し、最終学歴が大学院の人は20代後半で結婚している人が多いなど、年齢の分布もチェックできます。
Statistician Nathan Yao has produced an interactive chart based on US census data taken between 2009 and 2014 that predicts at what age you will get married. Based on things like your occupational status,educational history and race, the chart can display the average age of people, the average age of marriage for people in your specific demographic. The data also shows that while people with a high school education get married at a range of ages, people with college degrees tend to get married in their late 20s.
そう、見たこれ?
Briefly. Yeah.
なんかね、初婚で仕事ありで学士号を持ってるアジア人だから私とマイケルみたいな、だと女性は26歳、男性は28歳で 平均結婚してた。結構早くない？ちょっとびっくりした。
Yeah, that's like this year for me.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah.
そうそうそう。
I better hurry.
結構早いよね。でもこれ、あの、そういろんな人種で見れるよ。
It's based on data that's not that old, but I think that the age that people are getting married at is changing every month. Right?
Been pushed back a lot?
I mean, it can't be pushed back by more than a month every month. Because that would mean yeah. that nobody would get married.
Yeah.
But,
そうだね。今聞くと26はちょっと、だって私26の時こう結婚する子がいたら、あ、早いなって感じだったもん、
mm.
ただでも地域によるよね。
いや、
だから都会だと早く感じるけど地方だとそうでもないとかあるのかね。
Well, the race thing in there, I mean, I don't even fit in their survey.
そう、でもなんかね、race かbackground じゃなくてなんか、
well, it should just be your cultural background.
Yeah.
But even that is,
that's why I thought maybe you're Asian more than white. I don't know. Like, I thought of my husband too, and I was like, どっちかなみたいな。だから空港とかでもたまに書かせるじゃんね、人種。それをさ、あの、ハーフだとなんだろうみたいにならない？いつも。
Well, with everything, not just that.
What、
But、
do you put, like, for those
customs? It depends
customs,
if it's
papers
the.
And stuff.
It depends where I'm going.
Ah, そこそこそこ。
Sometimes I'm Japanese, full Japanese.、Mm. Sometimes I'm full American. Like, you can't.
まあそうだよね。You, まあどっちでもいいもんね。
There isn't actually、room to put mixed race or other things, usually.
そうね。
Usually there's no room for that.
そうなんだよね。だから。でもさ、そんな人いっぱいいるじゃんね、今。まあ、オバマ大統領とかもそうだしさ。マライア・キャリー。まあ、he's, you know,
he just identifies
known as black.
Black.
But, you know, there's so many, like, mixed people now.、
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, they had something called the one-drop rule. So if you had any minority blood in you, you would、become the... You would...adopt the minority identity.
Minority as in non-white?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it depends where you're talking about, but yeah. I mean,、mm. I think the one-drop rule was basically like that. So if... And it's in effect today. And Obama himself is embracing it. You know,、
yeah.
the one-drop rule. Well, I don't know about one-drop, but, you know, he's half white, half black, yet he identifies more or less as a black man.
Right.
And...we sort of all treat him as a black man and everyone just pretends that he's black.
Yeah.
But that's because of a certain cultural bias that exists in the United States. If you're somewhere else, you, maybe you don't know which way to lean. Maybe you don't, you know. And
yeah,
it's easier if they're both within the same country.
Yeah.
Because if he was...half African black and half white American, I don't think it would have, you know, really played out the same way.
そうだよね。 I mean, like, yeah, I mean, it seems easy for him to pick,
mm-hmm.
at least from the outside, but, like, I don't know. I've asked my husband, and he's just like, I don't know, like, どっちでもいい。like, どっちでもないし、どっちでもあるし、みたいな。
People who are mixed...race don't get a choice really, and if you fight for your identity, you'll lose, because it's all totally within yourself. It's
right.
All in your head.
Yeah,
it's all, you know, wherever you go, people will see you and judge you however they want to judge you,
right?
And that's something that just goes on since birth until
right.
you're dead,
right?
And you can try to explain to people, but it's hopeless. Peoplecan't understand what being mixed race is if they're not.、
Mm.
It's almost completely impossible.
そうだよね。 Yeah, it's like I think about my, like if I have kids, then they'll look, I think they'll look Asian,、
mm-hmm.
but then they'll have Western last name、mm-hmm. in Japan, which, you know, could be problematic, you、
Maybe.
Know, so I don't know.
Well, I think things are changing a lot in,、mm. for that stuff.
I hope so. Anyway, so このチャートね、ちょっとあのリンクどっかに載せる。I can actually share it on Twitter.
Yeah.
うん、面白いよね。
Whatever's cool.
うん。なんかその3個のファクターしかないから結構簡単に見れる。
Yeah, but you know.
Just for fun.
I guess. 次。According to researchers at the Georgia Institute of Technology, human beings are very much inclined to follow the instructions of a robot, even when they know that it is faulty. The researchers had 26 participants follow a robot labeled Emergency Guide Robot into a room where they would read an article and complete a survey, neither of which had much to do with the study. For half of the participants, the robot displayed incompetence, leading them to the incorrect room and wandering in circles.Once a participant had followed the robot into the room, a fire alarm went off and the room filled with smoke. At this point, the robot directed participants away from the exits and towards the back of the building. Surprised by the result, the researchers enhanced the extent to which the robot would malfunction on the way to the room, with a researcher nearby even commenting on the robot's unreliability. Even so, nearly all of the participants followed the robot once the fake fire scenario began.
ジョージア工科大学の研究チームが人間は壊れているかもしれないと分かっていてもロボットの指示に従ってしまうことを発見しました。実験では26人の被験者に緊急事態用ガイドロボットとラベルが貼られたロボットの案内で部屋に入り、記事を読んでアンケートに答えてくださいと告げました。被験者の半分には途中ロボットが迷子になって間違った部屋に案内するなど能力の低さを見せました。部屋に着くと火災報知器が作動し、部屋が煙で充満します。そこでロボットが被験者を出口とは逆に案内しますが、驚くことにほとんどの人がロボットの後についていってしまいました。この結果に驚いた研究チームは、部屋に着く前にロボットが壊れているような様子を見せたり、研究者がロボットのことを信用ならないと言っているのをわざと聞かせたりしましたが、それでも結果は同じでした。もうじゃあマイケルが言ってる AI ができたら人間は滅びるっていうのをさらにバックアップする結果じゃない、
well, This thing doesn't even have any AI whatsoever.
だからこれが AI 入ってたらもうさらに終わりじゃない。この人間のテンデンシーをもってして AI が入ってたらさ、もう何でも盲目的に聞いちゃうじゃん。
Yeahyeah, this study is weird.
うん、面白いよね、すごく。
They actually expected people to not follow the robot. And the study was actually initially designed to measure to what extent people will believe or trust the robot.
Right.
Because they thought no one was going to trust the robot. But everybody trusted the robot. In fact, every single person trusted the robot so completelyThat they had to do more to make the robot less trustworthy.
でもそれでも言っちゃったんでしょ?
And even then, they had the robot guide people into a dark room with no exit that had a sofa blocking the entrance.
Oh God!
And even after the experiment was over, those people stayed with the robot.And the researchers had to go into the room and be like, okay,
wow.
The robot's full of shit. But they stayed with the robot. And so in a real situation, they would have just burned to death、
ね、もう死んでるよ
with this stupid robot.
これさ、その緊急事態用ガイドロボットって貼ってあるっていうのがやっぱり肝なのかね。それが貼ってあることによってなんかこのロボットがすごく legit なものだ。
Well, we know that if there's nothing, if the robot doesn't give them any clues at all that it's dysfunctional, then everyone will just follow the robot, right?
Yeah.
Even with the robot showing that it's dysfunctional, and even after the researchers specifically mentioned in front of the participants that the robot
It's useless.
It's messed up. People were still following it, so I mean, they labeled it because we don't have robots like that.
Yeah.
And so it's, you can't tell what it is just by looking at it in our society today.
だからそのさ、reliable だって言ってた研究者の人間よりも、そのロボットのことを信用しちゃってるってことだもんね。結果的には。
Yeah. Well, I mean, they didn't compare the two directly, but, in that emergency situation, I mean, there's a lot of psychology to this whole thing. Why do they believe the robot?
Yeah.
You know, why do they? They don't know really why people believed or why people trusted the robot so much.
Hmm.
But one theory is that in an emergency situation, those people know that they don't know the way out.
Mm.
And the robot sort of became an authority figure.
Mm.
And so if the robot was a human being, for example, and the human being said this way in an emergency situation,
yeah.
they would instantaneously become this authority figure.
Right.
And then the people wouldn't question and they would just follow that person, right?
Right.
But, you know, how do you... A person saying that they... saying this way or trying to guide people, how do you know they're reliable too? But we would still follow them, right?
まあね。まあしかも人間だったら確認できるもんね。本当にこっちで合ってますか?とかさ。でもロボットと会話できないから、あれなんかおかしいなと思いながら、まあでもこっちって言ってるからそうなのかみたいな感じついてっちゃうのかね。
Do you think you'd follow the robot?
I don't know. なんかそのロボットの見た目とかにもよらない。なんかさ、
What?
どんぐらい
There's a video of the robot.
What does it look like? 人間の形それとも
No.
関係ない。
It's kind of like Hitchbot.
What's that?
Remember the Hitchbot, the hitchhiking robot that somebody like murdered Hitchbot?
でもあれはなんか人の上半身っぽい形じゃなかったっけ
Yeah, but if you like take the arms and legs off andIt sort of looks like Hitchbot. I don't know. It's weird. It had these two lit up antennas on top of its head.
Okay.
That would like point or something. I don't know. It's kind of, it looks cool.
But it doesn't have a face?
No. It's more, okay. It's like, it's like a vacuum cleaner or something.
Huh.
Wireless.
そっか。なんか見た目にもよるかな。なんかすごい安っぽい感じだったら怪しいじゃん。
There's weird things about this study though. First of all, who is believing that, like, why does this building have this emergency evacuation robot?
ね。
Like, what?
どういうシチュエーション、なんかドッキリみたいな感じだもんね、もうほぼ。
Yeah, so...This study is going to need to be reviewed and sort of looked at. Does it make sense? I don't think it's been peer reviewed yet, but there are potential. It's very difficult to test this sort of thing.
でもこういう傾向があるっていうことは興味深いよね。
Well, people did trust the robot. That happened.
Yeah.
So.
まあでもペッパーとかさ、なんだろうそのペッパーが自信満々で何かを言ってきたとしてさ。そんな疑わないよね多分ペッパーのことこいつ嘘ついてんじゃねえかみたいには思わないじゃん
Maybe.
まあペッパーそんな自信満々ならじゃあそうなのかなって思っちゃいそう、
No. I don't know.
You wouldn't believe the robot.
I would have. I've never interacted with Pepper, so I just have. I don't know what I would, how I would respond, but.
I love reading about Pepper. なんかちょっと天然っていうかさ、ちょっとずれちゃう時とかがあって、それがすっごい面白いのなんか。Cause Pepper is always serious. I mean like, you know, not like trying to mess with you or anything. But then ends up kind of messing with you.
Does it just have wheels on the bottom? What is?
I don't think he can walk.
Does it do anything?
What do you mean?
Pepper.
He'll, like, talk to you. He'll dance? He can dance.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I've seen him dance AKB song. And he'll, like, talk to you. He'll take pictures of you.
But Pepper is more of an AI thing than like, a physical robot, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah. I guess it makes a huge difference, right?
It's weird. Like, right now, I feel like is the start of this robot age.
Mm.
Like, right now. Because the people have those Roomba things, right?
ペッパーだって家に持ってる人いるんだよ。買って。
Oh, really?
Yeah. なんかその人のブログ見たことある。それでなんか家に連れてきてさ、はじめましてとか言ってやるじゃん。
Yeah.
で、ペッパーが急に記念撮影をしましょうって言ったんだって。で、みんなさ、okay. え、あ、そうって言って準備、わらわらって準備してる間に勝手にもう写真撮っちゃってて、誰も写ってないみたいな。だからそういうなんかちょっと天然なところもあり。
It's kind of creepy. Yeah.
でもね、いや話だけ聞くとクリーピーと思うじゃん。でもね、写真とか動いてるとこを見ると可愛いね、やっぱ。
Someone should put that pepper thing on one of those Roombas. I think that would creep people out.
I don't know.
No?
Because pepper is just not creepy.
Really?
Yeah. It's cute.
I always
cute.
See it like turned off.I've seen it like turned off.
Yeah, when it's yeah okay.
And it kind of it's
yeah, okay.
creepy. It's like,
yeah, that's creepy. Because I mean, like,
I feel like I'm
gonna
look away, and then it's like it starts up.
Yeah.
And kind of.
そうだね。オフの状態はでもさ、なんでも creepy じゃない？
人間とか。Someone could hack your pepper, and they could you know choke you to death while you're sleeping. Like you're just sleeping, and the pepper just rolls over and puts a pillow on your head, and just slowly presses. And then you die, and it just goes back. And then the police show up, and we're like, we have no idea what happened.
そうだね。
We have no idea what happened. There's no prints.
だから AI
とか、there's no DNA. There's nothing.
Yeah. だから AI とかになったらそういうこともあるのかね。ロボットによる殺人事件みたいな。
They would be perfect. How can you... Because the problem with us is if human beings try to attack someone, we leave hair and skin cells and like little...Those CSI guys will like find the smallest fabric, little the smallest little thing.
TV 見すぎ
Yeah. Well, I like CSI. And if it was a robot, then there would be none of that.
そうだね。
Forensics, forensics is totally out the window if a robot kills you, right?
うん。まあ関係ないもんね、あんまり。
Especially if it's a drone. If a drone flies into your window and just shoots you with a dart
yeah.
that contains cyanide, some cyanide dart fired by like a drone that's maybe 5 centimeters across.
そうだね。
You just have your window open, this little drone flies in, and it has a camera, everything. The suit's looking through the...
そういう映画作ってほしいよね。なんかロボットが serial killer みたいな。
They haven't done that?
Like a pepper slowly strangling you is really creepy. Only because he's cute and, you know, smiley. So that would be, that's like psychotic.
It's not impossible though, right? You
I
saw,
don't know.
You saw the Atlas robot?
Yeah.
It's incredibly strong.
Right.
It can just...punch your head clean off your body if it wants to.
そうね。だからそれとペッパーを組み合わせたらもう最強だよね。
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll happen somewhere.
家にペッパーがある人ってどれぐらいいるんだろうね。何台ぐらいそのパーソナル用に売ってるのかな。これ聞いてる人で家にペッパーありますっていう人いるかな。さすがにいないかな。いたら教えてください。ぜひ。面白いよね。なんか前も話したけどさ、ペッパーが変な急に上の方を向いてさ、あなたは誰ですかって言ったみたいな話、あれすごい好きだもん私。
Well, you can program these things to do to
do
be creepy.
I think, oh yeah, for sure, for sure.
I think they should do that. Somebody should. Why not? Everyone's
mean.
So everyone's like tiptoeing around, and it's like, yeah, the Atlas robot, it's a Terminator, but here it is, you know.Opening doors and you know we push it over and it gets up and come on this thing can crush someone's skull let's not pretend like that's not the case do you know what I mean like we all pretend like this is all so fluffy and oh it's pepper and
well I mean pepper but, is fluffy so that's you know
but
it's
all,
not that we're pretending
well the only thing that needs to happen is someone needs to hack one of these things and it could you know there'll be the first renegade robotSomewhere in the world, some crazy Russian scientist ships a pepper over and like hacks its brain, and right. and this thing goes on a rampage, and they have to, you know, call the, I don't know, Coast Guard to take the thing out. There's some epic showdown. Well, it doesn't have to be Pepper. It's just, you know, we have the Terminator has already been built.
Right.
Like, it's already built. So, and nobody's really acknowledged that the Terminator has been built.
Yeah.
But it has been built.
Yeah. なんかこの間また誰か、あの、その AI によって人類が終わってしまうっていう話をしてたね。誰だっけ？なんかこの間賞を取った人か。なんか頭いい人。I forgot who this white guy.
Oh, Bill Gates?
No. I would know his name.
Well, Bill Gates recently was saying stuff
like
that
all
too.
These like, you know, famous rich people, like smart, famous rich people are concerned. And but this guy is some academic guy or something.
Oh.
No, 誰か忘れちゃったけど.
Do you know what they do?
No.
Or like where they're from or?
No. Well, I think he's American, but でも最近だからそういう話が多いよね。そのなんていうの、それを危惧してる人たちが声をやっぱり上げてるっていうのが、どんどんこうスピークアップする人が増えてる。
You've seen those the like the Google AI.
Oh yeah. なんだっけ名前。
Oh, which one are you talking about?
The assistant.
Assistant. What's that?
Oh no, that's Facebook.
Because there's
Facebook has AI, right?
They're creating these images using these digital neural networks.
Okay.
Like the Google one. You've seen like those weird sort of fractal looking. The AI is trying to understand an image.
Right.
And so it's trying to like fit all these.
あれキモいよね。
It's pretty.
あれすごいけどキモいよね。
But what's interesting is, and this is kind of a creepy idea, I think that what you're seeing in those neural images is almost how a baby's brain is working. So when a baby's born, there's just data. And so the first image a baby sees, they're going to see it the same way that a computer sees an image.
Right.
We have the data. We know what the image looks like. Mm. But there's no interpretation of the data.
Mm.
There's no attempt to understand the data or identify objects or apply labels to things. Or there's no comprehension going on whatsoever.
Right.
What we're seeing in those neural image, those neural network images produced by like the Google AI is its early attempts to comprehend things in the image and kind of place these wrappers on these different things. That's exactly what would be going on in the mind of an infant once it's born and it begins to see things.
Right.
We're kind of seeing this being come to life. We're seeing the AI come to life in like little stages.
Yeah. もう一瞬でだからヨーダを超えるぐらいのさ、ウィズダムを得られるじゃん。その赤ちゃんの状態から育つまで、育ってこうに人間を超えるまでにそんなに時間がかかんないじゃん。と思うと怖いよね。
Yeah, yeah.
なんか I read an article about その Facebook の AI だったと思うけど。なんか何でもやってくれるんだけど結局まだその自分の意見みたいなのはフォームできないからみたいなこと言ってた。だからその AI の意見が必要になるようなことを聞くと、あの、いやそれはできませんみたいなふうに答えるみたいな、まだ。
Well, I think the AI isn't really going to behave like an individual. I think AI's behavior is going to be more like culture.
Right.
Like you can't really, it's not an individual, it's more, it's not that it doesn't have direction, it does.
Right.
It's not that it's just a feedback system.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bit creepy.
They're doing the, a five-game tournament starting yesterday.
Ah, so da.
Yeah.
めっちゃニュースになってるよね。
The Google DeepMind. I think it's DeepMind.
Right.
Is it the same?
I don't know.
AI as before?
わかんない。囲碁対決。
Yeah, the first match.
人類対。
The first match was already won by the AI.
Right.
Yeah.
人間頑張ってほしいよね。
He's screwed. He's screwed. No chance.
人間頑張れ。
Yeah. 次。A study involving 1,040 people in Quebec found that nearly half of them engaged in at least one variety of anomalous sexual behavior, according to researchers from the University of Montreal. The study has been published in the Journal of Sex Research. The researchers found that 45.6% of the subjects were interested in at least one kind of anomalous sexual behavior, and that 33% of the subjects had experienced the behavior at least once. In fact, 4 out of the 8 varieties of paraphilic behavior listed in the DSM-5, or Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorder 5th edition, turned out to be neither rare nor unusual. Lead researcher Christian Joyle made the following statement about the findings. These facts suggest that we need to know what normal sexual practices are before we label a legal sexual interest as anomalous. Some paraphilic interests are more common than people might think, not only in terms of fantasies, but also in terms of desire and behavior.
モントリオール大学がケベックで1040人を対象に行った調査で、ほぼ半分にあたる 45.6% の人が少なくとも1種類のアブノーマルプレイと呼ばれる性的行為に興味を持っており、33% の人が実際にその行為を行った経験があることが分かりました。論文は The Journal of Sex Research に掲載されています。この結果により、精神障害の診断マニュアルである DSM-5 に性的盗作とリストされている8種類の行為のうち、4種類が珍しいものでも変わった行為でもないことが判明しました。研究を率いたクリスチャン・ジョイアル氏は以下のように述べています。この結果は合法的な性的興味のうち何がアブノーマルなのかを決める前に何がノーマルなのかを知る必要があることを示しています。性的盗作と言われるものの中には皆が思うより多くの人に好まれ妄想にとどまらず実際に行われているものもあります。これはどういうこと？例えばこのアブノーマルプレイっていうのは、
Well, some of the examples listed are voyeurism, fetishism, frotteurism.
何それ?
What was frotteurism? I forget. I looked it up earlier, but it was...
忘れちゃった。
Rubbing.
What? Rubbing?
It's a very... like, 痴漢? Is frotteurism.
It's just その
But we don't. Nobody says 痴漢 in other. I don't know.
They do in porn, right?
What do you mean?
Like 痴漢 is like a universal term, no?
In porn?
I think so. No?
Oh, I don't know. You seem to know.
Because I feel like I've seen like there are some terms, right? That like Japanese terms that.
It's only
became global.
I only know bukkake. I don't know these other.
Oh, okay. So, だからあれ、その同意してない相手を勝手に触るっていうこと?
Yeah, well, like rubbing against or getting close to in a weird way. So, like in an elevator.
Rubbing, そういうことか。
In an elevator, in a train, in a bus. 股間を
こすりつけるってことね。
And it's part of it is sort of that the other person is either unknowing or uncomfortable or not consenting.
勝手に股間をこすりつける行為ってことか。
Yeah.
Voyeurism はどっち?見せる方だっけ?見る方?
見る方。
見る方。
うん、
OK とフェティシズムはだから足フェチとかそういうこと?
Yeah, fetish behavior. Yeah, like body parts or shoes or just any sort of some very specific thing that gets someone aroused.
Right. サドル集めてる人とかもいたもんね。
Yeah.
Yeah. そういうことか。And masochism.
And masochism.
ド M とかそういうやつ。SM とかってことか。
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
まあ、でもそれだけだったら確かにいっぱいいそうだよね。それぐらいは。じゃない？
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, I don't know. That's a lot of voyeurism.
Well,
35%. So basically, in this study, they found that 35% either are interested in or
have done,
are involved in voyeurism.
So voyeurism means...To watch people having sex?
They don't have to be having sex. Voyeurism is like you're in the bushes with a pair of binoculars and this girl is like, you know, she came out of the shower and you're waiting for her to take her towel off.
Nozoki ne?
Which actually sounds pretty good.
まあでも、
I say it that way.
Nozoki ってだってさ、日本はあの文化としてあったじゃん。あの、mm-hmm.いつあれ平安時代とか忘れちゃったけど昔の絵を見るとあのお風呂屋さんにの絵があって、
うん、
で1階が女性のお風呂、
うん、
で2階にその男性が行ける部屋があってそれを上から覗き見れるとか
And, wait, do the girls know that this room is there?
わかんない知らなかったのかな
Isn't it kind of obvious that the room would be there?
うんあとその源氏物語とか読んでてもあの結構覗いてるシーンが出てきてそれは昔はそんなに、mm. あのタブーじゃなかったって言ってた
well, they kind of, the voyeuristic angle I feel like is on TV all the time in Japan、
ね、
some Japanese guys just like you know stalking some girl or and it's like normal it's not even stalking it's like totally he just likes her and is
right
yeah or they do the they have some girl in theonsen around like you know 1 a.m. or something
right
and she has a towel on but like barely just
covering
everyone's waiting for
そうだねだからその女性が温泉あのだからそまさに水戸黄門のさお風呂シーンとかまあドラえもんの静香ちゃんとか、
うん、
そういうことでしょそれは確かにそんな珍しいっていう感じはしないよねなんか覗けるもんなら覗きたいみたいなさ、
right.
のはそんなに
well, voyeurism was 35%、
mm.
fetishism 26%、
okay.
This frauterism、mm. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly the rubbing is 26% and masochism was 19%
okay、
and I think people generally think of masochism as being one of the more common behaviors right?At least in Japan, it is. The SM, you know, thing is almost like blood type at this point.
あ、そうだね。日本はね、right? すぐ聞くよね。S、
right?
あなたは S か M ですかっていうのは、その、
yeah.
でも性的なことだけじゃないけどね。
Yeah.
なんかこう、すごい頑張りすぎっていうかさ、
yeah, but,
の人とかにド M かみたいなとかね。
But it's, you talk about it in sort of a non-sexual context in order to make your way to a sexual context.
そうだね。
Right?
うん。そうだね。
No one really cares if it's... no one really cares otherwise, right?
そっか、だからこのカナダの研究で言うとそれが一番少ないのか。
うん。Yeah, it may be different.
勝手に股間をこするやつの方が多い。
So the researchers think that these results...are fairly applicable to North America and Europe.、
うん、
However, they don't really think it applies as well to Asia. And
そうだね。アジアでもやってみてほしい。日本でもやってみてほしいよね。痴漢が多いと言われてるじゃん。言われてるというか多いじゃん。
There's definitely a bunch of dudes that are into that.
うん。あとクラブとかでもさ、こういきなり触ってきたりとか、
うん、
こう通りすがりに胸つかんできたりとかさ、そういうのも。あるもんね。あ、でもフェティシズムっていう言葉が広いよね。その何のフェチかによって全然違うじゃん。
Like、
なんかその、
what?
ほらのように、My Little Pony とかをセクシュアライズしてる人たちとかいるじゃん。
What was that again?
My Little Pony?
Yeah, what is that?
It's the cartoon, like kitty cartoon.
Oh. of ponies. What are they doing?
These ponies are so cute, and they're like sexualizing them.
Okay.
日本にもあるよね。そういうなんか、なんかそういう生き物っていうか動物を擬人化して、それをセクシュアライズするみたいな。それのことなんていうのかな。動物フェチ。動物でもないもんね。擬人化された動物フェチみたいな。
Wasn't there some famous anime artist that, in order to get around rules about what you can draw in your comics, he introduced all kinds of like tentacles and bestiality and all this. Huh. He replaced it with like animal stuff.
Ah, then it's okay.
In order to get around the rule. And that sort of, that just opened the floodgates for all sorts of like super messed up. Even more disturbing.
まあ、子どもの時とか若い時に何をどういうものを見たか、どういうものに性的興奮を覚えたかによってその後のセクシュアルプレフェレンスが変わってくるっていうじゃん。だからそういうものを小さい時に見てしまったらさ、もうずっとそういうのに興味、like そういうセクシュアライズドポニーズとか、you know.When you're still like really sensitive to sexual contents?
Well, I think that happened with a lot of people and like Baywatch.
Because
Baywatch was on TV.
そっかそっかそっか。
And it's supposed to be a show that's just about some lifeguards at the beach.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you've got...
なんかあの水着のお姉さんが浜辺を走りながらおっぱいが揺れてるみたいなやつ。
Yeah, definitely in slow motion.
Yeah, definitely. そうだね。
But you know, that's not that weird, I guess.
なんかその若くてまだセンシティブな時に見たものによって影響を受けるとするならば、インターネットがあることによってこういうなんていうの、今まではアブノーマルとか珍しいとされたこともそこまで珍しくなくなるっていうのは傾向としてあるかもしれないよね。
People are gonna get way more weird and individualistic, I think,、and different from each other as a result of the internet.
しかもこんなのは人と話さないもんね、だって。だから分かんないよね。
Yeah, right now there's all sorts of, you know, 13, 14 year olds on the internet just looking at all sorts of crazy, crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Because I think kids have to find, they want to see the whole thing.
Right.
They want to see the what's the craziest thing there is.
Yeah.
You know?
まあ、
there's just a curiosity there. So they're going to go to just the deepest, filthiest, furthest corners of the internet and just check it out.
Yeah, 見なくていいよね、それは。
But if you, but if you don't,
自分が何が好きかを知るためにはさ、どういうものがあるのかっていうのを分からないとさ、自分が好きなものも分からないけど、そのエクストリームは行かなくていいよね、別に。
The extremes on the internet. You weren't exposed to like any of these extreme examples. I was the whole time. Just, I went to an all boys school for some period.
Right.
And it's, you know,That's just this. That's just perfect for inducing that sort of a mentality. So, I mean, you know about stuff like two girls, one cup.
Oh God, I haven't seen it. I haven't even seen it. But
okay,
my friend described it to me.
Yeah, but that's probably one of the mildest.
でもあれってセクシュアルなやつなの?
Yeah, for sure. Well, didn't it originate out of like a.Some messed up porno or something?
わかんない。全然知らない。Were the girls naked?
In my memory, they are.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if they were.
あれはもう友達が見て、もう絶対見ない方がいいよって言われたから、すごい話題になってたじゃん。
Yeah.
もう世界的に。
I won't give people things to Google.
Yeah, don't. Don't.
But yeah.
あんまりね、その刺激的なのを見すぎるとさ、自分のこう普段のセックスがさ、なんか刺激が減っちゃいそうじゃん。
But I think it's important to, in order to, acquire some balance and equilibrium in your life. It's like, okay, these are the extremes. I kind of know what's out there now. that shit's way too crazy, and that's definitely not me. Because if you don't do that, then it's like, oh, I wonder what's out there, you know, and that's just sort of there the whole time.
I don't know if me, like, knowing that there's such a thing as, for example, fisting would, like, benefit me. Like, do you know what I mean?
Well, it depends what you do with the information, I think.
That's terrifying, being a girl.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, who came up with that? Seriously.
People are really bizarre. People believe strange things. People do strange things.
まあ、だから人に迷惑かけなければ、害を与えなければ、まあ、何でもいいけどね。好きにすればさ、それぞれ。
Yeah.
でも、
It takes all kinds of people to make a world.
Yeah. Yeah.
To get researchers in Australia have reviewed, published. Okay. Researchers in Australia have reviewed published scientific literature for each of Australia's 331 mammalian. How do you say this?
Don't ask me.
Mammalian species and found that ugly animals attracted very little study, resulting in poor management and a relative lack of conservation efforts. The researchers found that the animals fell into primarily three categories, which can be described as the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good being native monotremes and marsupials like platypuses or koalas. The bad being introduced animals, such as foxes and rabbits, and the ugly, which is made up of native rodents and bats. In addition to these animals being generally unattractive, their small size and cryptic behavior makes them more difficult to study. Furthermore, the researchers point out that scientists are discouraged from investigating obscure species of animals due to the risk of being turned away by high-impact academic journals for being parochial and of limited interest. The paper is published in the journal Mammal Review.
オーストラリアの研究チームがオーストラリアに生息する331種類の哺乳類に関する論文を確認し、可愛くない見た目の動物については調査がほとんどなされておらず、その結果保護活動なども行われていないことを発見しました。チームは動物たちが大きく分けて良い動物、悪い動物、醜い動物の3種類に分類されてしまっているとし、良い動物とはカモノハシやカンガルー、コアラなどオーストラリア固有の動物、悪い動物とはキツネやウサギなどの外来種、醜い動物とはネズミなどの齧歯類やコウモリを指します。齧歯類やコウモリは大きさも小さく、生態も謎が多いこともあり、研究が困難な上、有名な学会誌にニッチすぎるとして論文を載せてもらえないリスクがあり、研究者が研究テーマとして選びにくくなっているとチームは指摘しています。この研究は Mammal Review に掲載されています。
Yep.
まあそうか、論文でもそういうことがあるんだね。その、
yeah, for sure.
どの論文載せるかっていう時にさ、ニッチすぎるっていう、言われることがあるんだね。
Well, yeah, it's difficult to address because certain animals are just not going to be popular, or people don't care.
Right.
You know, if these journals are rejecting you because you've done a study on some obscure animal.
Yeah.
And found out some detail about its behavior or something.
Mm.
You know, is this going to get the attention of the media?
Right,
are people
right.
going to care about this?
まあ現実的に考えると人間も動物の一種類に過ぎないわけだから、その一種類がこの地球上の全部の動物に平等にアテンションを与えて平等に調査するなんていうのは無理だもんね。だからまあそれは人間にとって可愛いものとかメリットがあるものが先に来ちゃうっていうのはある意味仕方ないのかもしれないけど。
Do you know what this, the good, the bad, and the ugly is a reference to?
No.
You haven't seen the good, the bad, and the ugly? It's a movie.
Okay.
It's a Western from... It's a spaghetti Western from the 60s.
Okay, do I look like a person who's seen a Western movie from the 60s?
No, everybody knows the good, the bad, and the ugly for sure. It's the Clint Eastwood movie. It's
everyone his, in the States, it's the, maybe.
It's
but...
the biggest Clint Eastwood movie ever. It's one of the greatest movies ever, okay. Supposedly. But
yeah, no, but, I didn't know that.
But, you know, so this idea, the good is native animals that are native to Australia.
Mm.
That people generally like, you know,
right?
Like koalas and kangaroos and stuff.
Yeah.
The bad would be introduced animals. So these foxes and rabbits and these animals weren't originally living in Australia. They're introduced, or in some cases you would call them invasive.
Right.
And then the bad, or I mean the ugly, is just animals that are native, but nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit about bats and like native rodents.
Right.
Isn't the kiwi a rodent though?
Isn't the kiwi? It's a bird.
Oh, is it a bird?
Yeah.
Oh, it is a bird, huh? They say kiwi bird.
Yeah.
It looks like a rodent.
And they live in New Zealand.
How big are those things, really?
こんぐらい。 あんまり大きくない。
So it's like a...
なんかちっちゃい。
It's like a melon.
いや、もっとちっちゃいかな。こんぐらい。で、すごいふわふわしてる。
They can't fly?
I don't think they can fly. すごい可愛いよ。それでも見に行っても写真撮っちゃダメだし、すっごい静かにしなくちゃいけないの。Where?
Have you seen them?
ある、ニュージーランド行った時。
Huh, you can't take pictures?
写真ダメって言われた。なんかすごい暗いところにいて、
Like in the forest or something? Where were you?
No, like, なんかフォレストを再現した保護施設みたいな。
Hmm.
で、そこで写真撮るとさ、フラッシュたかないとだって撮れないじゃん、暗いから。で、それがストレスを与えちゃうから、ダメですみたいな。だってなんか絶滅危惧種だもんね。
This is exactly what we're talking about, because none of these other animals would receive that sort of protection or treatment.
そうだからすごいちっちゃいさ虫とかで絶滅してるやつとかはねそんな静かにとかはしてもらえないもんね
Yeah. If you try to take a picture of a bat, no one cares.
Yeah.
You might stress out the bat.
キウイはねそう確かに可愛いもん だからまあ大事にしたくなっちゃうよね
Yeah.
まあバットも可愛いやつもいるけどねちっちゃいので
Really?
でもね
Bats' faces are generally shockingly ugly, I think.
でもなんかフルートバットとかさ、なんかこうネズミっぽい顔に鼻だけちょっと豚みたいな可愛い時もあるよね。 たださ、コウモリの洞窟みたいな、コウモリが住んでるところに行くとまあおぞましいよね。悪いけど。こうなんかあまりにもいっぱいいすぎて なんて、まあ何事もさ、多すぎると、キモいじゃん。人間とかもさ、スクランブル交差点とか上から見ると、まあまあキモいじゃん。そんな感じで、なんかちょっと、いすぎると、ゾワゾワする。It's
also that bats live in these dark, damp caves with these, you know, stalactites hanging from the steel ceiling, the top of the cave.
Yeah. なんか病気になりそうだもんね。変な病気をもらいそうな感じしちゃう。
When you're in a cave, don't you really feel like you're not supposed to be there?
I felt like it when I went to one in Vietnam.
Yeah.
It was horrifying.
You can't just hang out in a cave for like 5 hours, right?
No.
How long do you think you could be in a cave for?
Well, I was in there for like 30 seconds.
I might do this like cave tour.
どこの?
In the States.
Okay.
One that's in Arizona. But apparently it's like really narrow and dark and you need a flashlight and you actually have to crawl through parts of this. So it's like the descent or something,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, I might go try that. I might go try it, but I have no idea if I'm going to be like, oh, this is chill, or if I'm going to freak out. I have no idea.
なんかさ、高井さんが出てた番組かな、かなんかに、その洞窟に入る 男の人、日本人の、なんか洞窟探検家みたいな人が出てて、あの本当にもう絶対入れないよっていうぐらいのちっちゃいところにも入っちゃうのね。でもうだからヘルメットも外して入んないから、で進むんだけど一回詰まっちゃったことがあるんだって。もう後ろにも前にも行けない。でもう指でこうやってちょっとずつ押して出たみたいな。もうだってそんなの詰まったら終わりだよ、もう死ぬよ。
But you can actually get stuck, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like,
because he's wearing clothes, まず and he's wearing like big shoes, you know, like those, one of those outdoor adventure boots kind of stuff. And he has like helmet, and on top of it he has a cameraand like a light or something.
Maybe I shouldn't go.
And he's wearing a belt とか, you know, like anything could
just
get
stuck. Just thinking about it kind of creeps me out.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like when I ride roller coasters and everyone throws their arms up.
Yeah.
It's like I know, like my arms are pretty long. So I'm really worried. Like I can't just stick, if everyone just puts their hands straight up. If something happens, it's going to happen to me, right? Because my hands are like taller. So like when I ride, what is it? Like Space Mountain or something.
At Disneyland でも?
Yeah, at Space Mountain, there's like those bars and stuff around. You can't really see because it's so dark.
Yeah.
And everyone's like putting their hands up.
Yeah.
And I only can go halfway. I can't commit. Like, if I lost my hand or something, it would be so stupid.
Yeah, もう多分マイケルの前に何百人何千人とマイケルより手長い人がちゃんと上げてるから大丈夫。
I don't know. No, I don't know if that's true because I just assume that all the other people that have long arms are thinking the same thing. So we all...
You'll be the first one.
We've all not been putting our hands all the way up, right? All the long arm people.
So if you did it today, you'll be the first one.
Yeah, it's possible. Right?
すごいね、それも。
It's pretty. It looks pretty close, like those bars and stuff.
途中まで上げてそれをキープしてんの？疲れそうじゃない？
Well, I just, you know, it, instead of like the, you know,
それは、
this is like I'm arrested. I'm getting arrested.
いや、コウさんのポーズだよ、それ。
Yeah, yeah. Not the full, you know, bonsai or whatever.
かわいそう。I'm short, so I never have to worry about it.
Oh yeah, the cave things, the caves are pretty.
怖いよ。だからその男の人がその穴に入っていくところを見るだけでも怖いし、なんかもうやめてと思った。
Yeah. Well, I have a similar thing about the cave thing because I feel like, I don't know. I mean, for sure, larger people than me. But if you go in a cave, right, and there's like five people.
Yeah.
If you're the smallest person.
Yeah.
You're worried way less than if you're the largest person in the group, right?
Yeah.
So when I go, I just want to go with someone that's bigger than me.
Yeah.
And just have them go first.
そうだね。
And then maybe like the third time, the second or third time I go, I can, you know what I mean?
だからベトナムのさ、クーチトノってあるじゃん。
What's that?
あの、アメリカ兵と戦ってた時に、あの、地面の下にもう何キロもトンネルを掘って、そこの中に隠れたりしてたみたいな。Mm-hmm.なんだけど、まあ、ベトナム人アジア人だから小さいじゃん、だからもうギリギリのちっちゃさで作ってあるから、もう私でも狭いぐらいの、なんていうの、もう人一人分が横になって生えるぐらいのやつが何キロもあるんだよ。だからそれとかさ、
There's a lot of those in like the Philippines and like Solomon Islands and stuff that Japanese soldiers made.
防空壕とかね。
Yeah, and they would like leave people behind, and this guy would just be in a cave, and he would like pop out and like shoot at people, run inside, and then the American soldiers can't really get in there.
Right.
Sometimes.
ちっちゃいから穴が。
Well, it's just, it makes more sense to, because you don't want people to be able to throw like grenades down there.
Right.
They make it as small as possible.
Yeah, small places. てか、あと damp places. なんか、だからそういう、なんていうの、菌とか怖いっていうかさ、
Dampness?
Like paranoid, yeah. なんかその、海じゃないところの水、だから湿地とか、湖とか、池とか、もう、絶対変なバクテリアいるって思っちゃう。
Wild blue とか。
なんか、皮膚がさ、
What about the circular pools? The what do you call it? This, it's like a, it's this water that's
going in. 流れるプール?
Yeah. You're not cool with that or you're cool with it?
プールもよく考えると嫌だ。けどその場の雰囲気だったら。
You're more concerned about the locker room at Wild Blue than like the,
oh,
the pool.
Oh yeah. Like locker room の床、mm-hmm. とかも超嫌だ。
It's moist like
yeah.
almost all day every day.
Yeah. That's gross.
yeah. I'm surprised like the doctors in house aren't going to like locker rooms and
yeah.
theme parks. Theme parks seem like a big one. Especially if everyone is getting naked and changing and it's just
I know,
everything's
right?
so soggy and
it's gross.
Damp.
Or like
a damp sponge.
Oh, yeah, da ne. So, だからそういうなんか菌がいかにも繁殖してそうなやつ、ダメなんだよね、私。
You don't have, you don't feel any, claustrophobia?
Claustrophobia は結構平気。なんかちょっと、あ、怖いなって思っても、頭で考えれば乗り切れる。
Really?
レベル。うん。
Even if you were like in a cave, like if you're exploring some cave, some narrow cave like that, you're not going to get claustrophobic.Because people
well,
have
never...
people have full on, like everything's fine. They're not stuck. Nothing is wrong. People
yeah.
and people don't know this about themselves, but some people will have a full on freak out panic attack.
Right, right, right.
And just psych themselves out, and they can't get it. They can't get their mind straight.
しかもさ、その閉所恐怖症の面白いところっていうかさ、ってさ、急になるじゃんみんな。
うん、
そのちっちゃい時からとかじゃなくてだからうち の, あのお母さんもずっと平気だったのに何40代とか50代とかになって急にダメになっちゃった、
oh.
だからあのシュノーケルもできない
What?
うんなんかその水がなんか顔に
There's no way
なんか水がこうバーって顔に張り付く感じがするじゃんない
that, To me that's like a kid covering his eyes and thinking he's invisible It's likeIt
I don't get that, but but so なんか
It's like the opposite.
顔に張り付く感じが嫌だみたいな。だからアイソレーションタンクとかも絶対できないって言ってた。
Mm. Interesting.
まあ、あれはね、確かに。
But that, yeah, I was fine in the isolation tank, but something like
yeah, ああいう control environment の方が平気そうだよね。Cave とかの方が怖い。
Elevators.
Elevators.
Some people get claustrophobic in elevators.
Right. I had
did you hear that?
That?
Did you hear that story about
oh,
the
China?
Elevator?In China.
中国でしょ1ヶ月放置されてたってやつでしょ、
yeah.
That's crazy. Because、
yeah.
I always thought that like, you know in movies and TV shows, like people always get stuck on the elevator.、
Mm-hmm.
And like some people freak out, right? And、mm-hmm. I was always thinking like, don't freak out. You know, people are going to come help you anyway. like、mm-hmm. it'll be fine. But I guess in some cases it's not fine.
Yeah.
You just
They're not coming.
Die.
No one can hear you screaming. You can claw at the doors all
I mean,
you want
to. I mean, would you ever imagine that that's how you end?
You just get it in the wrong elevator?
Yeah. And no one will come for a month. like, what?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's not like she went into some abandoned building or anything like that either.
No.No.
It was like a, what was it, like a maintenance thing? Like they just, they closed that elevator for like a month. They just sent it to the bottom floor.
なんか休んでたって言ってたよ。その、the maintenance guy was on vacation or something. I don't know. But that's just so unlucky.
Yeah.
It's so scary.
You kind of assume like there's some way out, right?
Yeah.
Because...People like
I mean, it's come on,
climb
you know.
Around and then some like hatch in the top of the elevator.
So she didn't have her phone? There was no reception or her phone was dead or something or she didn't
Seems,
have it
guess so.
To begin with?
Guess so. There's actually a case where this happened in... where was it? Somewhere in Europe, I think.
Okay.
This guy got trapped in the elevator...For like a whole weekend.
Oh, God.
A whole weekend.
But he made it?
From like Friday night or something, he went in and then something happened. And so, and there's a video of this.
Okay.
And it's on YouTube.
Oh, my God.
So you can, I saw this video like a few days ago. But this guy is trapped in this elevator, you know, for like 60 hours or something.
Yeah. しかも彼はだっていつ助けが来るか分かんないんでしょ?
He has no idea. No one can hear him. He thinks he's completely screwed. He's freaking out.
What's he doing in there?
So the video is in fast forward, obviously.
Right.
But it shows him like yelling and hitting buttons and like climbing around and trying to get out the top of the elevator, but it's not even... He has no tools, nothing.
Right.
Then he lies on the floor for a while. Then he gets up and tries something else. And he lies on the floor for a while.
Oh, God.
Then he gets up and it looked like he was having a bad time.
Obviously.
yeah. 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 But eventually, eventually it was Monday and...
He was okay.
The doors opened and he got out.
That's good.
But,
Yeah, I mean,
he could have easily
been
in this other person's situation.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it was in Japan or in the States. I don't remember where it was. But do you remember the case where the husband died in front of the toilet door and the wife got stuck in the toilet? Like, she couldn't leave because the body was blocking the door and they both died.
What?
Maybe it was in Japan.
She couldn't open the door?
She couldn't open the door because her husband's body was blocking it.
How did he die in front of the door, though?
Like, he had, like, heart attack or something.
Oh.
And maybe he went to talk to her or something. I don't know. He was somehow in front of the door.
Hmm.
And, you know, a grown man.
Yeah.
And maybe with a small hallway.
Yeah.
And then... She just couldn't get out. So anything could happen. Like,
I guess so.
You know, that really scared me. Like, wow, you could... I mean, there are so many ways to die, but I wouldn't imagine that would be mine. So...
Well, yeah. It's like... Doors are like that, I guess. If something's in the way of the door...
Yeah, you just can't
leave. You're just stuck.
And I mean, like, if you're one of those decent people who don't take your phone into the toilet, then
mm-hmm.
you can't talk to anyone. You know, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
That scared me.
Well, it's weird. You can have little things like... We've locked all the animals and stuff out of our towns, right?
Yeah.
So we think we're safe. But there's like little glitches in our technology, little glitches in the system.
そうだね。だから、you know, ライオンとかに食べられない代わりに、
we have
こういうことで死んじゃう時があるっていうね。
Yeah. Bizarre.
Quite bizarre.
Events like that, yeah.
Yes. 不思議。昨日だっけ?一昨日か。爆笑問題カーボーイ聞いてたら高井さんの特別編を太田さんが聞いてくれたらしくて、うん、なんか聞いたことある声だなと思ったら、
yeah.
あの人だったって言ってた。
Well, it's pretty distinct.
そうだね、関西弁だしね。 But yeah, I mean, it was a good episode.
Yeah.
あとあれの話もしてた、その 猫と人間が戦争したら、yeah. And then Tanaka-san was saying like the reasonthat he would join the cat army is because he won't be able to kill cats. And Ota-san was
what
like,
about humans?
yeah, and he was like, well, I can't kill humans either, but like, you know, he'll like be gladly eaten by cats, you know, rather than going out and killing them. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. They're too cute and fluffy.
Are you still on the cat team?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why would I change my mind over just
know.
A week?
You still have toxoplasmosis, I guess. The fungi have taken over.
It's eaten up my brain.
Yeah.
So.
Parasite, God.
Yeah. そうだね。Parasite. なんかお話ありましたか他に。最近楽しかった話とか。デート行った話とかないのみんなにシェアできる話。
Earlier when you were reading one of these, I had like the most intense deja vu.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, 収録中に?
Yeah, like 5 minutes ago.
Oh.
Yeah, it's so crazy. It's so, deja vu is like a really weird.
It is really weird. It happens to me a lot. And I really, literally, I feel like I've lived this moment before. Like, I know this.
Yeah.
Right? But then they always say that it's not
real. There's like a process where it's like, wait a second, this has happened before. What?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, wait, I'm just having deja vu. Yeah. And that's just a weird brain
glitch.
Glitch, I guess.
I don't know.
Does it have a functional purpose? Does deja vu do something for us?
But I feel like sometimes I have, I don't know if it makes sense, but sometimes I feel like I have deja vu of a deja vu.
Mm.
Like, do you know what I mean?
But that happens to me if I realize that I'm having deja vu, like right in the middle of my deja vu.
Yeah.
And then me realizing that I have deja vu becomes part of the deja vu experience.
Ah, そういうことなのかな?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you're still deja vuing when you have the realization, the realization also must have happened before too. So in that sense, the multiple stacked deja vu is kind of discredited.
でも確かにポッドキャストやっててたまにあるよね。なんか、あ、なんかこの話知ってるってかしたことあるとか、あ、マイケルがこれ言ってんの聞いたことあるかもみたいな。
Well, for me, it was like while you were reading, It actually started while I was reading.
Oh,
while
okay.
I was reading, I had deja vu. That's why I got like all kami-kami. So I was like having deja vu and trying to like exist
the
at the same time. Yeah.
難しいですね。さすがに。
It's weird.
マイケルのデジャブ小話。
I guess.
あと、文字起こしのテキスト、月額240円。という激安の値段で全部読み放題っていうのをやってますので、Android、iPhone、Mac のいずれかでアプリをダウンロードしていただけると購入できます。よろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
あと、Amazon で宇宙トレーナーと
ファービンク
ス T シャツ好評発売中です。あと新しい商品今作ってるんだよね。
Yep.
ちょっと今までと違う感じの。なのでそれもお楽しみに。お願いします。あとマイケルが頑張って作った LINE ステッカーね、あれもありますので、すごいトリッピーなステッカー、それもぜひ、うん、結構ね、友達が使ってるよ。
あ、使ってんの？
うん、送られてくる。
恥ずかしい。
あ、それぐらいだっけ？
I think so. I don't know. How does this work?
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。